True, you have this matzah sheni. That's not worth a sheva fruta. Shenichnas liyushalayim was born into Yerushalayim v'yotz, and he took it out. So here it has no heter. Here that's why it's bought of roif. The question is why? Amai ben heder ben alav v'nichlei. Bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. So teretz what? The nafal mechitzas. The mechitzas fell down. Therefore, you can't eat it now in Yerushalayim. For nifrekei, the question is, be poised with those so you could eat it. While my Rav said no, mechitzas lecho diraisa, mechitzas liklo to rabbonin. Tichy goes rabbonin ki yisnael mechitzas. Tichy yisnael mechitzas lagoz rabbonin. The chura here, so since the mechitzas broke down, you should be able to be poised with it. Samar says no, leplug rabbonin, the rabbonin did not make any difference. Leplug, therefore you can't be poised with it, that's why it'll be bought or bereif.
Samar says no, the story is that leplug rabbonin. Then Isnail and Mechitzas, Ben Lesnail and Mechitzas. The Rabbonin did not make any difference whether the Mechitzas are standing or not. In other words, the Rabbonin, once the pay was coming to Yerushalayim and there were Mechitzas there, you can't take them out anymore. You can't be part of them anymore. Even if the Mechitzas break down, still you can't be part of them. That's the case over here. These Peiris came inside Yerushalayim and then the Mechitzas broke down, so there's no way to be part of these Peiris. Therefore, there's no way to make it heter. Therefore, it falls, this one apple falls into two apples. We said it's bottom right. It's not called yeshta matirin. If so, my yiru, what are you telling me then? We're talking about my tisheni. That ain't by sheva fruta. It's not worth a sheva fruta. Afilu yesh by nami. Even if it has a sheva fruta, it also be the exact same halacha. That once it came into the mechitzas, and then the mechitzas broke down, there's no way to be matur anymore. So why only a sheva fruta? Most that's true, but I tell you, loy mi boy koma, not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy yesh boy. Not only if the peiros of my tishreini has a sheva fruta, they call the loy mechitzos, but then for sure the mechitzos take over and say, once it came inside, you can't do anything with it anymore. Avalein boy. But if the peiros does not have a fruta worth, aim a loy kol to loy mechitzos. Maybe then I would have thought that the rabbanon and say mechitzos are not called to a less than sheva fruta. So now I would have thought to say, even though the walls break down, so what? So you could use it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no. That Lamaisa, that the Mechitzas are so colored, you can't use these Maisa Sheni anymore, even though it's less than a Sheva Fruta. If it comes out good, that's why it's Bota Baroi, because it ain't Loi Maturin. There's no way to make it happen. Tan Rabbanim, go ahead like this. It says in the Pasuk, Im Goyal Yigoyal Ishmi Maisrof. The person redeems his own Maisa Sheni, you come to redeem it. Me Maisroi, but loy kol maisroi. Mashma, some maiser sheni of yours, you could be poida, but not all of it. There is some type of maiser sheni that you cannot be poida. What does that mean? Prat la maiser sheni shema sheva pruta. If you have maiser sheni that's not worth a sheva pruta, you cannot be poida it. Itma, we're going like this. Rav Ami says, Ein boy, sheva pruta sheninu. Rashi says, if the Maisi Sheni, the Paris itself, is worth a pruta, then you could be poised with. Here that it says you can, that the Paris themselves is worth less than a sheva pruta. Rabasi Yamano, ain't b'chomshoy. We learned that the fifth of it. If you're the owner, when you are poised your Maisi Sheni into money, you have to add a fifth on it. So the fifth that year has to be worth a sheva pruta. In other words, the Paris itself has to be worth at least four prutas. So that the fifth year is also worth a sheva pruta. But even the fifth is worth less than sheva pruta, and the peiros were only worth three prutas, then you can't be part of them. Reb Yechonon Amar, Ein Voi, also the same thing, it's totally in the fruit itself, if they're worth a sheva pruta or not. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Shammah, Ein B'chaim Sheino, a bigger chumra, that even though the peiros themselves are worth one or two or three prutas, but since the fifth of it that you can add is not worth a sheva pruta, also there's no bin pidyon on it. Meisri have a kashra on this. Says Meisri, Sheini Shein B'sheva pruta. Somebody has Maisa Sheni. That's not worth a Sheva Pruta. So it's enough to say it and its fifth is Mechulul Al Moyas HaRishoynes. This is like Hiski Delacha we had before, that even though you can't be Poida Maisa Sheni that doesn't have a Sheva Pruta on a regular coin, but if you have a coin that you already used it once to be Poida Maisa Sheni and there was leftover value in it, you could use the leftover value to be Poida now this Pachas Sheva Pruta. But it says that even it says my shen shemashav pruta dayu, it's enough. So bishlay malumad diyomain b'chumshay. If you tell me we're talking about now that you need even the fifth of it to be worth a sheva pruta, not only if the peris themselves is not worth a sheva pruta, no, but even if the peris are worth a sheva pruta, they're worth up to three prutas. As long as the fifth of that is not worth a sheva pruta, you can't be paid with it. So Hainu Diktoni Dayoi. That's what the Bryce says, Dayoi. Like, not only.
In other words, it's enough, like the Gemara says. The Afagav Dibdidei is Pei. Even though the Karen itself, the Maisa Sheni itself is worth a Shevapruta, but Kivun the Bechum Sheleka, since you're only missing the fifth, is not worth a Shevapruta, Shapit, that's why it says die like it's enough. In other words, since the Maisa Sheni itself is worth a Shevapruta, it's only the Chaimish that's missing the Pruta, therefore we say die, it's enough to be Samech to make this Chilul on a Pruta Chamura. But Elul Laman Diyom Ein Boy, we're talking about no, even the Maisa Sheni itself doesn't have a Shevapruta, still you could be poider it on a Pruta Chamurum. So my Daya, what's the Lashon of Daya? Like it's enough, it's not enough. That's the Chiddush, that you could be poider this Maisa Sheni on a Pruta Chamura. So Moses says, Kash and Echnami, according to him, this Lashon is Shveh.
Like if the whole Din of Shevapruta is even the Chaimish has to be worth the Shevapruta, so then what's the Chiddush? Now they must say like this. Ibarli, I have a question like this. Chumsha, that's what we say when you play to your own Maisa Sheni, you have to hit on a fifth. Milagav, is it from the inside? Or Chumsha Milabar, or a fifth from the outside? From the inside means, let's say you have $20 worth of Maisa Sheni. So one fifth of that is four. So all you have to do is just hit on a four, that's all. If you hold Milabar from the outside, you have to add five onto it. Because when you add five onto 20, you have 25. How much is a fifth of 25? Five. So that's the question. When you look at the fifth, is it a fifth before you take include the fifth? Or is it milabar? No. If you include the fifth, now it's a fifth of everything. Like here, if you have 20, if the fifth is five, the pshat is, when you add five onto 20, it's 25. What's one fifth of 25? Five. That's called milabar. You look as after you add the fifth on, is it a fifth of the original or not? Milagav means no. Without the fifth, look at the actual value. You have only $20 worth, one fifth of that is four. Ravina said, Toshmakam Ravina proof. It says, Abaila, Moimrim Vyesrim. His aloha Barashi says, Kabe Maktish or Poydeg Deshoi. If somebody was Maktish something, he made it Hegdish, and now the owner himself wants to be Poyder it. So aloha is when the owner is Poyder the Hegdish, he has to add a fifth onto it. Now, how does Bezdin sell the Hegdish? They're like, auction it off. And whoever gives the best price for it, they'll sell it to him. So it's like this. If the owner says, I'll pay $20 for it, and everybody else says, I'll pay you $20, the Bailam come first, because they have to be Moisa B'Chemish, by then they'll pay, we'll soon see $25. They have to get on to the fifth. What about Omer Echad, Arayalai, B'Yesrim, V'Echad? I'll give $21. Still have Bailam, Moisa B'Esrim, V'Sheish. The Bailam are still better off, because what they wanted to do was give like $25. So therefore, that's still better than $21. Therefore, we go after the Bailam, but still, since somebody offered 21, we have to take 21 in account, and you have to give 5 more to make it to 26. What about Esther Mishnayim? Somebody said, I'll give $22 for it. So again, still a Bailam goes first, but Nesim Esther Mesheva, they have to do 22 and add on to another 5. So Esther Mesheva, somebody else said, I'll pay 23 for it. Habailam Nesim Esther Mesheva, again, the Bailam go first. They have to give 25 Niker, and they have to give another 3. Like he said, 23, they have to pay 23 and add on the 5. V'yeskrim v'yarba, if somebody else said I'll pay 24, still have Bailam Noisim, the Bailam go first, because the Bailam know you only want to give 20, but he has to give 25 automatically. Therefore, he has to give, like here, the 24 the other person says, plus the extra 5. What about V'yeskrim v'yarba, if somebody said I'll give $24 for it, again, have Bailam Noisim, Eskrim v'teisha. What about if somebody says Eskrim v'chomish, somebody else says I'll give 25, so now the Kura, that's equal to the Bailam really, but still, a Bailam goes first. And Leislim Shleishim, they have to now give $30. Why? The Kiddush is like this. The Fishen Moisif and Chayma Shal Ilui Shal Zer. Because you only have to pay a fifth of what you yourself wanted to pay. So you wanted to pay 20. So you only have to add 5 onto that, a fifth of your 20. That's how the Lachri is if somebody else says it's worth more. Now true, you have to pay how much that person would pay for it. That's called Ilui. But for that, you only have to add a fifth onto it. So we always consider like, your payment is 20, so a fifth of that is 5. This is going to be the raya though, that the fifth is milabar, so 5, you add 5 onto 20 is 25, it comes out good, a fifth of 25 is 5. That's how much you have to pay. Now, if they added on more to your 20, they said 21, 22, 23, 24, as much as they added on, you also have to add on that money. But you don't have to give a chaymish on that. So if you shayn masifan chaymish alilui, that's if you're paying more money because somebody else offered more, true, you have to meet their price, but you only have to pay a chaymish on your original price. But I call one of the Gemara says Shemamina. Shemamina is a clear proof. Chum Shemalabash Shemamina, that the 50 you have to pay is outside. Because here it says when you first offer to pay 20, how much is your chaimish? It says you have to pay a 5. 25 you have to pay. Why 25? If you go Milabar, look at 20, 1/5 of 20 is only 4. You only have to pay 24. Since we say you pay 25, that's the proof to go Milabar, outside. That we take the 5 onto the 20, together it's 25, 1/5 of 25 is 5, you're right. So Kitzer that's the Machloikis, this is that the Allah bring a proof. Right now though says still, Kitanoi, I tell you so, Machloikis Tanoim over here. Says the Pasuk, V'yoysev chanishisa yolov, you have to add on to a 5th. So yehehu, v'chaimshoi chanisha. Who on the 5th should be 5? Rashi says, Hainu means, chaimish milabar, shereviya shakaran. That means, after you add on the 5th, now it's the 5th. That's the proof you go milabar. You don't look at the 4, but you look at the 5. Hebrew Rabbi Yashi, that's what Rabbi Yashi says. Rabbi Yenis and Amano, chanishisoi means chaimshoi shakaran. You only have to pay a 5th. Of the original price of the keren itself, not more. So you see clearly, it's an achlokes tanoim over here. Iboilu has a question like this. Iboilu who? Chaimish makav, ayin chaimish makav, ayin a makav. That's what we say, you have to be poid here, maisa sheni. That what do you have? You have paris that was maisa sheni. Now you want to eat them outside Yerushalayim. So you have to be poid them onto money. So you poid them onto the money, but you didn't add the 5th. You only had, like, you had $20 worth of Maisa Sheni, so you have $20 there. You plugged the Maisa onto the money. You didn't add your 50 yet. Is that Makiv or not? Are you allowed to eat the Paris now or not? Dalit Badalit Parit, listen, you applied the 4 and 4. The Achinav Shei Maisa Chaimish. You have to add 5th on yourself. Alma Chaimish La Makiv. That's the word of said. The Chaimish is not Makiv. The Yikah Pidgin you made. You took off the Kedusha off these Paris. Now you yourself have a Chayv upon yourself to add a 5th. So whenever you add the 5th, very good. But right now, the Paris, you took all the Kedusha off the Paris, you will have to eat them. Or Duma, maybe no. Arba b'chanisha parak. You have to be for Paida, 4 for 5. So Chaimish Makif, it's like one pigeon now. You have $4 worth of Maisa Sheni. Do you know how you have a right to be paid to them? Onto $5. You have to be paid to them onto $5. If you have less than $5, if you don't add on your 5th, maybe the pigeon is no good, you're not allowed to eat this Paris. That's the Shaila. Rashi says, Kachu gzeras hakosif. Shachemish min a pigeon who? Maybe the pshat from the chemish is that's part of the pigeon. And if you don't add the chemish, you don't have a good pigeon, you can't eat the paris. Some Ravina says, Toshima come now being a proof. It says, Aloha hadamai, ain't like chemish, we ain't like deer. Hadamai does not have chemish and does not have deer. Rashi's hadamai means, Maisa sheni shel demai. Shechaibuch achomim lahafresh alakayach mi amoritz. If you have Maisa sheni, that means, a Maisa sheni shel demai, means paris you bought from Namoritz. So the Rabbon, you have to take off your maestros. Says Hademai, we have these paris of Demai. Ain't like chaimish. You don't have to be maestro chaimish on it. Because if you have maestro sheni of paris that you bought from an amoritz, you don't have to add a 5th onto it. The ain't like beer, you don't have to destroy them at all. There's no zman avir for them. At the end of the 3rd year. Ha keren zo yeshta, but you do have to be part of the keren itself. Now why? What's the difference? How come we make on the chaimish and not on the keren? My time was the reason. Sechura, Karen, the makim of the raisa. When you don't put down the actual money, we're not putting on the value. So the raisa that's makif. Isa, the rabbanon. Therefore, the rabbanon also on this paris tonight also he has to be paid to them. But I'll tell you, chaimish a 5th though to lay makim of the raisa. But in the raisa, even though you don't add on the 5th, still the maisa the pigeon is chal. You're allowed to eat the paris. So I'll tell you so lay some of the rabbanon. You do not have this halacha of the rabbanon. This would be a good proof that a chaimish tag is not makif mid the raisa. All right, turn over. The Gemara says now, Leimeka Tanoi. The Chura, let's say there's a Machloika Tanoim. It says, Nosen as a Keren. If somebody gave the money for the Keren, Nosen as a Keren. But Vuloi Nosen as a Chemish. He did not pay the 5th. So Reb Lezer Goyim Yoichel. So see clearly, you're allowed to eat the Paris, even though you did not eat the 5th yet. So Chura, you see clearly, the 5th does not mark it. Reb Yeshua Goyim Lo Yoichel. Clearly, he held it his mark it. You can't eat these paris of Maisa Sheni until you pray the also eat on the 5th. Omar Rebbe says, Nirin Divi Rebbe Leza. I like the words of Rebbe Leza B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. For Divi Rebbe Yeshua B'Choyel. And I like the words of Rebbe Yeshua on Choyel. And like this. Midiyom Nirin, since he says Nirin means I like these words. Rashi says B'Shabbos B'Pshat is, B'Vnei Kovit Shabbos L'Yakim Alecha B'Shulchanish. The Svar has said that on Shabbos itself, even though you didn't take off the 5th yet, we'll let you eat the Paris. We shouldn't cover Shabbos. We want you to have only gone Shabbos. will let you eat the peris even if you don't take off a fifth. That's what he says. But Niran means I like this pshat. So Mar says, me the yom and Niran, since he says Niran, I like this pshat, Niran divir Reb Lezer b'Shabbos, nechlad v'plig yafilu b'chol. Nashim, he argues even on chol, he owes this halacha. That what it even on chol, he owes, you could eat the peris even before you paid the, you add the fifth on. And me the yom and Niran divir Reb Yeshua b'chol, since he says, I like the words of Yeshua b'chol, nechlad, that's a proof, to plig yafilu b'Shabbos, that he argues even on Shabbos. If so, what's the machlokes then? If the chura, my love, isn't it? Bahai svara kibbutzgate. This is what the argument in this svara. So Reb Elezer sabah chay mishloim akif. Reb Elezer, even the choyel, even on the weekday, you allow to eat these peris even before you gave the fifth, because giving the fifth is a new halacha. But it's not makif in the pigeon. The pigeon is the care and the value of it. The more, what's worth more, is not makif. The fifth is not makif. So Yeshua sabah no chay mish makif. Eating on this extra fifth is mamish part of the pigeon. If you don't eat on the fifth, you can't eat the peris. You see, clear? It's a machloket tanoim here. Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa, I'll tell you lie. That's not the pshat. The kula yom, everybody holds here. Chaimish loy makiv. The kula, everybody holds. Chaimish is not makiv. Even without giving the fifth, still really should be able to eat the peris. So Rashi says, chulam chaimish loy makiv, she oich loy loikolok. That avadim, you would not get malchus reading it. Mishum masuch lecha mishrecha. That avadim, the yiraisa, the pigeon is chal. For hocha, here it's a shalom, the rabbanans though. Here's the shalom that the Rabbanan say, not heed it before you give the fifth, because we're afraid you'll be a pesheya and you won't eat on the fifth. Masa b'chashinim, the one that said it's also holds mid Rabbanan there's a kanat. Not heed these peris before you give off a fifth, because we're afraid maybe you'll be pesheya, maybe you won't give the fifth. Well, masa b'chashinim l'pshiyusa, and one knows, no, we're not afraid for the pshiyusa. So maybe with mid Rice, everybody holds, pigeon taka is chal even without the fifth. Omer Rabbi Yechon Rechonin says, Hakil Moedin, everybody agrees, the Hegdish Achilil, the Hegdish Tak, even though the owner, if you're Makdish something, then if you yourself want to buy it back from Hegdish, you have to hit on a fifth. But everybody agrees, if you pay the actual value for it, even before you give the fifth, the Kedusha goes off. The Hegdish Achilil, the Hegdish is Chilil, even before you give the fifth. Why? Hayil the Gizborim Taizan Isai Bashuk. Because here, we're not afraid, the Rabbanim didn't make any Xerah. Because since there's a gizber here, the owner of the gizber, the one in charge of the hegdish, goes around to collect the money, we're not afraid to be pesheya. So therefore, midi yirais to lugar, like we said before, everybody holds, chaymish is not makif. It's only a shalim midi rabbanon is a makif or not. That's only by ma'aseh shen, nobody comes to collect it from you, we're afraid you'll be pesheya. But by hegdish, that there's a gizber to collect from you, we're not afraid you'll forget, therefore, you could eat it, you could use the hegdish, even before you give the fifth. For the Gemara, is that true? The hegdish, like plig of a hegdish on machlekes. The Atani we learned, Nosan Nesakaran, somebody only gave the money to be parted to buy it back from Hegdish. But Vilay Nosan Nesakaran, she didn't give the fifth yet. We have Lezer Goyim Echilu. Lezer says, good, it's a Chilu, you're allowed to use it. The Chom Marmim Lechilu. So they clearly, the Chom holds even by Hegdish. Before you give the extra fifth, nothing doing, you can't use it. So Omer Rabbi says, Nirin Dibri Rebbe Lezer. I like what Rebbe Lezer says. That's Chilu the Hegdish. So Dibri Chom the Meiser. And I like what the Chom say the Meiser. Now, me the yom and different divrei Reb Elezer the hegdish nechlad the pligi afilu b'maiser mash miyos even by maiser also the same halachas apply that even before you give the fifth the pigeon is chal. Yeah. Now, me the kum and different divrei chomim b'maiser nechlad the yino pligi afilu b'hegdish the yav even on hegdish. So the chori sit is a machlokes by hegdish. So if the chaimish is makiv or not, I call part of the rabbanon. So when it says true, El Yitma, if you learned, Hoch Yitma, this is the way we learned. Omer Reb Yechonon, HaKudl Mordin, everybody agrees, B'Shabbos on Shabbos, SheHegdish, SheChilel, that if you appoint the Hegdish, and you didn't add the fifth, so when it comes on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that. On Shabbos, we'll make you allowed to use it. Chod, the one, why? The Chidah Pasuk says, V'Karos L'Shabbos Oineg, that you're supposed to have Oineg on Shabbos. So therefore, we let you use these Paris now, even though you didn't give a Chaimish. And maybe the Rabbanan we should have been machmir, but again, the Hilchos Shabbos seated on Shabbos, we're not machmir. Since on Shabbos there's oinig involved in eating it, we'll let you eat it, even though you didn't give the chaymish yet. The Yerdit, secondly, Hoyo the Gizborim Taivanoi, said the Shuk. Also, Hegdish, we're not so afraid, because there's a Gizbor that's going to go and collect the chaymish, we're not afraid you forget. That's why on Shabbos we'll make them. But in the middle of the week, then it could be the same machlag as in the middle of the week. Oh, my Romi Bachomo, Harayomu was said, Hegdish ainu mechalal al karka. If you want to buy back Hegdish, you can't give Hegdish karka instead. The Torah says, the Rachman Omar, V'nosan ha-kesa b'komloi, that you have to give the kesa, master, you have to give money, and then it comes to you. The komloi. Now, chonshoi, that's what you have to add on the fifth, the owner. After you amatish, and now you want to buy it back, you have to add on the fifth. Maushi is chal al karka. The fifth that you have to give back, can you give the fifth in karka or not? What's the pshal? What's the shayla? Truma ain't a mishtalenis. That's one shayla. Yeah. Now, truma ain't a mishtalenis elim in achulim. Truma, you can only pay back from chulim. The Rashi says, yeah, truma, zar ho'oichla b'shoigim. If a zar ate truma by mistake, so lachri, you have to pay back, give peris back to the kohen. Sayin mishtalenis elim in achulim. He has to give back to the kohen, chulim. Rashi says, mois, ain't a mishtalenis mois. He can't give back money, the value of the truma. Ela peiris chulin. If you ate apples of truma, you have to give them back apples of chulin. Shatashlumim nasim truma. Because when you pay back these peiris, they become truma. Could have said, the pasuk said, the pasuk said,